I was just walking over the I-5 bridge, and God, man, it's all sunny out here. I was just feeling it really hard. I was looking down at Lou, and there we go. Cat calls. Laughing, you know, kind of. It's just like, I was like laughing, and I'm beaming, and you know, I thought I was talking into the fucking voice recorder almost. You know, I was like, I'm so fucking happy, like, you know, not like some kind of, you know, verbal scream, but I mean, it's enough just to like be. Myself sparkly, you know? Is it the dress? I mean, what the fuck? You know, what I felt was just really, a vast contrast from how I usually am. You know, hello? You know, I'm a stalwart person. I'm a fucking trooper, you know. I move through it. Often enough, I'm happy. You know, lately it's been a little topsy-turvy. And the last year has been a bizarre thing. And, you know, actually, before that, you know, couldn't even get a rise out of me, high or low, you know. I felt kind of fucking numb, but, did I say that? All these things are beside the point. I'm walking up on a little patch of paradise flowers, like the one that I still have in my, I took the snapshot of this, you know, it's the wallpaper on my thing. Where I have those bees, and I walk up to them, and there's a paradise flower fruit. It looks like an apricot. I'm taking it and taking it home. I gotta take a little picture of this. This is pretty gorgeous. Can't even believe I'm holding something this pretty. Come on, camera. I don't give a shit. I'm just sitting here, I'm like, wait, is it a bird of paradise? Is it a paradise flower? It's not a passion fruit. It's not a passion flower. I think it's a, you know, maybe I'll just not title it. Because I hate myself just a tiny bit. There we go. Okay. Meanwhile, let's continue us on this little happy spree. Tall trees. I'll tell you, man, I don't come off as much of a hippie, and I say a lot of rude, crude things, but there's very few things in this world that I love and revere more than trees. Trees are like fucking beyond. Alright, so anyway. Just keep talking. Tucked that in there. It's doing okay. Alright, well, I'm about to come up on the best place I've ever had a burrito in my whole fucking life. I grew up in San Diego. No stranger to good food. And what they call it, it's a, like, you know, it's a surf and turf burrito, and they call it, what is the Tierra Mara, you know. I said madre earlier today. That's the wrong fucking thing. It was surf and turf is what it is, you know. And what can I say? I've walked like 2 miles for it. And then there's the little park where I used to take my lunch breaks. Every day I had the best routine. I'd show up to work at like 6 a.m., drink my Rockstar, pop in there, start the burners on my cauldrons. You know, and get the ingredients boiling up. It would be about 40 pounds of olive oil, about 40 pounds of roasted tomatoes or peppers that I roasted myself and plucked and bucketed and froze. Kept track of and all that. Then, so I'd get the kettles going, and then, you know, it was 6 kettles, it was 6 batches per day when we do these production runs. I was making hummus, right? But I made the magic. Anyone could have made the magic, right? Anyone from a incredible, you know, Wolfgang Puck could have fucking done this thing, right? Down to, like, you know, Dingbat from Gresham, Sprackhead Idiot. You're following certain directions. You know, or like, say, a 16-year-old in chem class. Except, there's a physicality to it. You have to be able to lift this weight. You have to be able to haul barrels, lift buckets, speed, bang, timing, fucking dealing with snags the whole fucking time, wrestling a bucket of tahini somehow by some miracle. It weighs out to 16 pounds. You throw it all in the mix, and you take your roasted garlic, you fling it all together, and somehow bring it up to temperature just on time. Keep it stirred. Don't scorch the bottom of the pan, you know, of the fucking cauldron. You know, it was fun. Okay, so now I'm walking up on Isabella. I get this big spring of, like, I feel so happy to be back here just sort of visiting, like, not having to do anything. Ah, okay, this will be continued. Much love. Adieu. And to you. And to you.